Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, congratulations to Samuel, our first winner. He won a gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We've got several winners. I found her name, man. You want to give an opportunity. Our fun bartender, I found out her name. There she is. She's screaming in the background. I had Victoria, a.k.a. Vicky, and she said, no, that wasn't it. He's still thinking.
I'm going to go Angela.
Oh, Angela. No, it's Roxy.
Yeah, go.
Oh, well, hell, we weren't going to guess Roxy.
I didn't have Roxy either.
Angela. I like it. Well
he
done.
He said Angela.
I was going with the old run of the mill that could span the range.
Is it really Roxy or is it something? Is it Roxanne, I'm guessing? Or
if it's Roxanne, I was close. Yeah, there you go. I had the A-N part.
Angie Roxanne. I was close. Okay. All right. Well, now, man, it's a good time out here. We're here at Walk-Ons. Come on out in spring. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Plenty of prizes to win. We're going to hook somebody up as soon as this segment is over with another gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. A little bit later on, there is a autographed football by Daniil Hunter, who the Texans are hoping has a big game coming up on Sunday. And also Texans tickets, courtesy of our good friends at the Houston Ford dealer. So make sure you get your name filled out and you put yourself an opportunity to win a prize out here at Walk-Ons here in spring. Remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Tyler, hit me with it. It is that time. Let's do our Saturday slate. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What are your games of the week? What's your college football game of the week? There are several interesting matchups. There's a big one here, involving U of H. The Houston Cougars will take on Arizona State, who just upset Texas Tech last week at home, previously unbeaten number 7 team in the country, Texas Tech. They won that game. U of H clinched 6-1 to start this season. They go to Arizona State. There's Ole Miss, Oklahoma, a big one. Missouri Vandy. Whoever thunk that? But that's a big game in the SEC. BYU, Iowa State. Iowa State got up to a really good start. BYU's unbeaten. They're number 11 team in the country. And then, of course, Tyler's big game, A&M, the number three team in the country. Somebody didn't scream out here. The number three team in the country. They will go to Baton Rouge, Death Valley. They will take on LSU. That's another big game. Clint, I'll let you have the floor. Oh, I'm sorry, Arkansas, Auburn. They play as
well.
Didn't
make the cut. Didn't make the cut today.
Yeah, Kansas, K-State didn't either. Sunflower Showdown. But what's your game of the week? What's the one that's got your attention?
Well, I'm going to go U of H and Arizona State. I think there's that's two teams that still got a real chance in that conference. And the fact that Arizona State beat the team in Texas Tech that U of H got skull drugged by, which is their only loss at this point, I think this game will mean a lot. I think it will mean more than just a U of H-Arizona State game. If U of H can pull this thing out, I know some people, the AD out there at Arizona State. I wouldn't mind my Hogs going and getting their head coach at Arizona State. Mm. Hopefully my partner, that's AD, don't hear that. But, I wouldn't mind that being somebody that they look at. So, familiar with both of these teams. And Arizona State obviously made the big jump last year. U of H making the big jump this year. I think this week, that's the game for me, man. That's one that I'm keeping an eye on.
You're right. And U of H, if they win this game, they've got West Virginia, who's awful this year. UCF, who they're okay, but not a football team on their level. TCU and Baylor to finish things up. They would really give themselves a shot to make it to the Big 12.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Title game, which obviously you win, you're in the playoffs. So, yeah, that's a big game there in Tempe for U of H. All right, Tyler, I will let you have it last because I legit wonder how you're feeling. I'm going to go Missouri and Vandy in this game. Vandy and a top 10 team, Missouri 15. And, Clint, this is a battle, right? We know the SEC's probably going to get potentially four teams into this playoff, definitely three, potentially four teams in this playoff. I think, Clint, when you look at both teams 6-1 here, the winner of this game puts themselves in a real chance when you look at the rest of their schedule. Missouri still has A&M there, and if they lose a second game, they probably would be fine if they lost to A&M. And Vandy, they've already gotten past Alabama on their schedule. The winner of this game feels like they could have a real inside track to get into the college football playoff. And that's crazy to say that when you're talking about Vandy and Missouri, especially Vandy. Missouri has been flirting with this both under Gary Pinkel and Eli Dershowitz the last several years, but just not been able to get to that level. This is a big, big game in the SEC for those two teams because one of these teams, I believe the winner could be the Tennessee, like last year, who snuck in, didn't have to play in the title game, but just sat there with their two losses. I think it's a huge game for those two teams.
Yeah, look, it's a big game for both of those teams, but this is a monster game for Vanderbilt. I mean, Vanderbilt's got a chance to move into the top 10. I mean, you look, they're playing Mizzou, obviously. You win a versus a ranked opponent right there. That's they're already sitting at 10 and would move up. And then OU and Ole Miss play, I believe, this week as well. So one of those teams has got to lose. So
yep.
Yeah, I mean, look, either one of these teams would make a jump, but Vandy all of a sudden making a jump to 7 or 8 would be a wild, wild, already wild story. Would become even bigger and better. So I like that game as well. And I'm going to tell you what, Vanderbilt, this isn't just a fairy tale deal. I mean, they're fun to watch.
And this is 2 years in the making, right? This is 2 straight years that they've been doing. They're not just bursting onto the scene anymore.
No.
And they've got maybe the most competitive player in the sport their quarterback who's something else.
Clark Lee has done a tremendous job there. And you know, you look at Vanderbilt, you look at Indiana, and I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, but you look at those two schools and the way that they have used NIL and the way that they've really used the transfer portal in their hiring practice. You hire a guy that brings 14 people with him on his side of the ball in Indiana, and all of a sudden, you know, you're making some noise. You know, that like the way that they've handled NIL, the way they've handled the transfer portal has really given them an opportunity to jump on the scene in both places. And it obviously starts with the quarterback they were able to get in-house, but I think it has to do more with the overall crew, man. So I love that story as well. Being an Arkansas Razorback, I look at it and go, why can't Arkansas do that? These other schools can. I love the story, man. Vanderbilt's fun to watch.
All right, and Tyler, A&M, you've expressed this to me multiple times this week. They have not won in Baton Rouge in a long, long time. They are what appears thus far this year the better football team.
Mm-hmm.
And LSU is desperate. They lose this game, I think their chances to get to the college football playoff are over with a third loss. How you feeling about this game, A&M going on the road to LSU?
Yeah, man, because of just how beautifully you laid all that out, I am nervous, man. I am nervous heading into Baton Rouge, as nervous as you can be as the only SEC team that's left undefeated. But very nervous, hyped for this game. The Aggies have not won, as you said, in Baton Rouge in a long time. They have not won there since they joined the SEC. But I'm hoping the number 3 squad, my Texas A&M Aggies, hope they can pull it out, keep this undefeated thing going into next week. But, man, they got problems, too. I mean, coming, you know, fresh off that Arkansas game, Clint Hogs last week, they literally ran wild all over the A&M defense.
Yeah, they got to stop the run. Oh, yeah, they got to stop the run big time. Something's off with LSU. They got too much talent. And Brian Kelly, obviously, is a good coach. I thought they would be a much better football team. And specifically their offense, they seem like they struggle so much to move the ball consistently and to score.
Yeah, it's been a rough start for the rough go at it for the LSU offense. I mean, last week I'd say the defense let them down a little bit too in terms of just letting Pavia run up and down the field and that Vanderbilt team run up and down the field. But I mean, look, they've got a problem on offense, man. They're just not very good offensively for a team that typically can go out there and play bully ball against folks. They can't even accomplish that. And so LSU's got problems. But I think Tyler hit the nail on the head. This game's all about A&M's run defense. I mean, it's obviously you got to go down there and get a win. But I think they've handled business, and they've given themselves a little bit of grace to where they could slip up and lose a game and still be one of, if not the best team in the conference. So,
absolutely.
You know, that part of it I think they've accomplished. But, boy, if you can't stop the run, and look, Arkansas is a different animal because they've got that quarterback that's super explosive. But if you watch that Arkansas game last week, which I don't know how many outside the Aggie and Arkansas fan base did, but if you watch that, boy, our running back and our offensive line had a day. The running back had a ton of space. I mean, sometimes he was untouched for 8-10 yards. And A&M's not going to win in the college football playoffs if that's the case. So they got to tighten that run defense up, and if they do that, then I think they're going to be fine.
All right, big college football weekend. Someone text in, what about Texas, Mississippi State? We're trying to have a serious conversation here, guys, about the games of the weekend. All right.
Okay. I'm so happy you just said that.
I'm sorry, man. There's so many other games you could have ran through before you arrived at. I'm sorry. After what they did against Kentucky last week, I can't watch
Arch is coming along, though, man.
I can't watch them.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.